Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for storms this afternoon, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 91. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows around 69. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 81.
Mid-American Network News. Two Kansans advanced to the finals for men's high jump in U.S. Olympic team trials. Tyus Wilson from Sterling placed fifth by clearing 7 feet, 2.25 inches. Devin Loudermilk from Howard placed 11th, clearing 7 feet and 0.25 inches. Wilson graduated from Sterling High in 2021. After high school, he headed to the University of Nebraska, where he competed in the high jump for the last three seasons. Loudermilk graduated from West Elk High School in 2021. After high school, he headed to the University of Kansas, where he competed in the high jump also for the last three seasons. State officials have awarded almost $9 million to 14 transportation projects across the Sunflower State. Through this program, local entities are given financial assistance from the state to work on transportation projects that improve safety. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, block kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Senator Jerry Moran has announced he is joining a resolution to stop the Biden administration's Environmental Protection Agency rule change that opponents argue will shut down American power plants. The resolution was led by U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito and joined by 43 other senators. The joint resolution says that Congress disapproves of the rule submitted by the EPA and that if approved, the rule would have no force or effect. Pet owners should start making plans now to keep their pets safe and comfortable during the 4th of July. Susan Nelson, clinical professor at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center, said it's best to speak with your vet now to explore medication options for your pet if needed. If you go outside, it's important to keep your pets on a leash so they don't run away. All owners should consider having pets wear a collar with ID tags and microchipping their pet. Keeping your pets in their crate or a secure room can help some pets feel safe and less anxious. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johns. The Nebraska Secretary of State's office is sending out a reminder that petitioners are running out of time to gather signatures and submit them to their office. There are currently 11 petitions circulating the state, including the Nebraska Cannabis Constitutional Amendment, Consumption or Excise Taxes Constitutional Amendment, Grocery Items Exemption, Nebraska Human Life Protective Initiative, Nebraska Medical Cannabis Patient Protection Initiative, Nebraska Medical Cannabis Regulation Initiative, Paid Sick Leave Initiative, Protect the Right to Abortion Constitutional Amendment, Protect Women and Children Constitutional Amendment, and the Now Choose Life Constitutional Amendment. There's one referendum petition that could appear on the 2024 ballot as well, being the Private Education Scholarship Partial Referendum. The deadline to turn in a petition for an initiative is July 3rd by 5 p.m. The Secretary of State will announce what petitions have made it onto the ballot no later than September 13th. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of year, from Texas to the Dakotas. Us here at the Mid-America Ag Network and me, your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, will keep you informed on this year's wheat harvest. Listen daily for the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest through Mid-America. Summer wheat harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine Replacement Parts, P&B Insurance, Gene Francis Gavel Roads, and the Hydraulic Shop. From Texas to the Dakotas, it's Mid-America Ag Network keeping you informed on this year's 2024 wheat harvest.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Waterville fireworks are planned Friday, June 28th. They will be held early this year due to youth baseball tournaments on the 3rd of July. Waterville fireworks this evening, with free swimming at the Waterville City Pool beginning at 6. Chicken dinner serves beginning at 5. They'll have music with a DJ. Fireworks at 10 at Lipton Ball Field in Waterville tonight. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host Senior Saturday at the Arts Center in Marysville. A complimentary breakfast from 8 to 10 will be featured for those 60 and older, highlighting a vintage lawn and garden display showing this month at the Arts Center in Marysville. Odell Community Day is Saturday. A scavenger hunt begins at noon with sand volleyball, free throw contest, 3-on-3 basketball at 1, bingo and baked goods Saturday afternoon. A parade's planned at 6 with bounce houses, an obstacle course from 6:30 until 8:30, street dance at 8, and fireworks at dusk Saturday in Odell. Early entry deadline is July 1st for a ranch rodeo to be held in conjunction with the annual Washington County Fair Thursday, July 18th. Four events will include trailer loading, mugging, double doctoring, and branding with four-man teams, $200 per team. More information online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com, their Facebook page, or contact Brett Lehman at 785-541-0009 or Jacob Hughes at 785-541-0982. Marysville City Council met Monday and considered again a request from a steam association in Ottawa interested in acquiring the UP locomotive in the Marysville City Park and moving it. An offer was also heard from the Central Branch Railroad Group, urging that it remain in Marshall County. Results of an online survey showed some 80% of nearly 400 replies indicated a significant level of importance of the steam engine to the community, with over half indicating that it should remain in the city park. Nearly half were in favor of keeping it at least within Marshall County. Several comments were heard that leaving it without improvements would be doing a disservice. Consensus was to continue the conversation through the Parks and Recreation Committee with an eye on identifying future improvements or potential. Council approved adding a number of stop signs at various intersections, as recommended by the police chief after review by the Police and Fire Committee. Stop signs will be added on North 13th Street at Carolina for north and south traffic near St. Gregory Catholic Church, as well as stop signs on Broadway at 4th and 14th Streets for traffic going east and west. A four-way stop was also approved at 15th and Laramie near Doggett's Park with a crosswalk, and a four-way stop at 14th and Carolina, a block west and south of that location. The Kester House Museum Foundation Board requested consideration in granting ownership of property on the Kester Block outside the Broadway-facing commercial buildings, which are to be developed through Frontier Group, to be funded through a potential $100,000 rural state grant. That area would include the 1904 South Kester House, which was formerly a restaurant and open space on the southwest corner of the block, that would be slated for development through Frontier in order to generate funding to assist financially with museum operations. Mayor Todd Fry guided a conversation that it would be difficult to dismiss a request for proposal, which council had recently entered. The city administrator said the council had the option to shorten the time frame for proposals, which are currently due August 26. Council members balked at the idea of changing the RFP, but appeared in favor of the Kester House Museum Foundation proposal. The decision was compounded by a July 1st submission date for the grant. Consensus was to pursue the grant with the provision council will consider the offer with any other proposals that might come forward. Later in the meeting on a related matter, terms negotiated with Frontier Group were for a 100-year lease for the Broadway-facing commercial buildings with a buyout option at 39 and a half years, $10,000 initial payment, and annual $1,000 payments to the city with a review every 5 years. The agreement further would call for establishing a reinvestment housing incentive district for the buildings involved to incentivize development of housing on second and third stories. Mayor Todd Fry was not impressed with the $10,000 initial payment, but some council members urged approval while the interest level is high. The lease purchase option was approved unanimously, and a letter of intent was approved for the project. Council set rental at $375 per month for lease of Broadway's A Cut Above space on the Kester block as that business is closing due to retirement of Pam Wecker. Options were presented for financing storm sewer improvements on 15th Street to Center, then a block south on 14th Street. A 20-year, $2 million total payout bond issue would need to be approved by Marysville City voters November general election. An alternate consideration is a 10-year lease purchase financed through the three Marysville banks at a cost of $1.3 million, which would be at a 5.5% interest rate. The mayor spoke of a continuing transparent funding mechanism that could address not only the immediate need in this vicinity, but other locations at future dates as well. City administrator was instructed to negotiate rates and terms with the local banks involved. A resolution for condemnation of a property at 904 May Street was approved. Fireworks may be sold in the city beginning June 27 and used beginning at 10 a.m. daily through 10 p.m. through July 5th until 11 p.m. June 28th and 29th as well as July 5th and until midnight July 4th. Megan Jaquist, new Ag Extension agent with the Marshall County Extension Office, will be our guest on a public affairs program this weekend. She'll talk about her background from Frankfort and her recent return to Marshall County to serve as Ag Extension agent. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. City of Marysville continues pickup of downed limbs throughout the community. Those need to be placed parallel to curbside no later than 8 a.m. Tuesday for pickup. Shirley M. Trulick, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Trulicka. Donald J. Butch Rippenkroger, age 84, of Marysville, passed away June 19th. A graveside service is planned Monday, July 8th, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Donald Butch Rippenkroger. Diana J. Heights, age 78, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Private family graveside service will be held later, with a Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements for Diana Heights.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. And so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Still more sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Scattered showers may continue into Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s and more rain possible Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89, record high on this date, 106. The average low, 67, the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. We had a quarter inch of rain overnight at the studios.
What do you get when you mix bananas, garlic, rice, and birdseed? A crazy recipe of food superstitions. We take a closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 28th, the 180th day of the year. Actresses Mary Stuart Masterson and Kathy Bates are both celebrating a birthday. Reading up on some nautical lore recently, we discovered a long-held superstition that it's bad luck to carry bananas on a boat or ship. That got us thinking about other food superstitions. The healing power of garlic, for example, goes back to the Middle Ages when it was used to ward off the plague. If you spill salt, tossing a pinch over your left shoulder is said to blind the devil. And in this month of weddings, we all know that showering newlyweds with rice brings wealth and happiness. Birdseed may soon become part of that mythology. It is a common substitute for the wedding rice toss. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
This is Andrew Crownover with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. From now until July 4th, with every car purchased, you'll receive a $50 gift certificate to Richardson Fireworks in Marysville. Happy 4th of July, and stop in or visit our website to see our huge selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and more at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Kick off the Independence celebration early with Waterville Fireworks Friday, June 28th. They'll begin serving their chicken dinner at 5 p.m. Free swimming from 6 until 9 Friday at the Waterville City Pool. Music, then fireworks at 10 p.m. Friday, June 28th at Lipton Ball Field in Waterville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are working their way through a four-game series against the number one team in the American League Central of the Cleveland Guardians as they have a four-game series going through the weekend here in Kansas at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas City wrapped up their three-game series against the Marlins where they ended up going 2-3 in the series as Kansas City is currently tied with the number two slots with the Minnesota Twins at 44-38 for their overall record. After working their way through the weekend, they will start off next week on Tuesday, still at home for another series against the Tampa Bay Rays. That series kicks off on Tuesday. Still on the baseball front, Kansas State University's baseball player Kalen Culpepper has now been announced to be the new All-American. As KSNT News reports, the shortstop that played his final season in Manhattan for this 2024 year was named a second-team All-American by D1Baseball.com. Culpepper wrapped up the season hitting a .328 while slugging a .574 as a junior at Kansas State.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 per thousand financed, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed, or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
The Big 12 Conference has officially announced their upcoming matchups for their upcoming men's and women's basketball season of 2024 and 2025. As KSNT News reports, the games have expanded, adding Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah for the upcoming season. As they say, the teams will play more conference games throughout the year. And it also means, they say, that not all league members may play each other more than once throughout the season. In total, the men's teams will be playing 20 games for their league schedule, with the women playing 18, with Kansas University men's basketball team playing at home and away against Colorado, Iowa State, Kansas State, Houston, and UCF, while only playing BYU, Utah, TCU, Baylor, and Cincinnati on the road, and only playing Arizona, Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia at home. The Wildcats will be playing Baylor, BYU, UCF, TCU, and Utah on road games only, and taking on Arizona, Houston, Colorado, Texas Tech, and West Virginia only at home this year.
Kansas State basketball from a rocking Grambling Coliseum.
Wildcat fans, 2024 K-State men's basketball season tickets are on sale now.
Drops it up for Gatton!
Prices start at less than $15 per game to see all the action.
Kansas State in this building is the best in the Big 12.
Order or renew your men's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
How about the Wildcats?
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Rejected by Lee with triple team, she'll score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 Cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
Order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
There is a difference, a lot of difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Stop the itch of poison ivy and sting of stinging nettle with a little help from nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The sap of orange jewelweed has long been used to reduce skin irritation caused by poison ivy and stinging nettles. Its fungicide qualities have also been put to work treating athlete's foot. Hikers, gardeners, and outdoor people still keep an eye out for nature's cure to help soothe skin irritations. Jewelweed, a member of the touch-me-not family, is native to North America and can be found growing in moist, partially sunny areas like moist woodlands, floodplains, woodland edges, swamps, and roadside ditches. You'll also enjoy bumblebees, honeybees, and the ruby-throated hummingbirds visiting the blossoms for a sip of nectar. For a bit of fun, gently touch the mature seed pods in fall and watch the seeds shoot out into the surrounding area. Thus the family name, Touch Me Not. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today, this area is mostly a dry lake bed. However, we have evidence this was once a much wetter place. In fact, what was found in a cave here shows these people used something quite common for some hunters today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Humboldt Sink is a mostly dry lake bed just outside of Lovelock, Nevada. Along that dry, the decoys were probably used here, perhaps when the dry lake bed was once a...
the bones. So they were not putting the sockets correctly. They added inches and centimeters.
Today, a place where archaeology revealed those amazing duck decoys.
And the Eliza O'Connell Trust, Saturday, June 29th, sealed be glassware including pink depression, blue, pink satin, and Victorian art washstand, oak dresser with mirror, oak chest of drawers, oak drop prayers.
Dreaming of a new home? Let Inline
Killing It. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical.
We'll return to the show after these messages.
For your busy schedule, search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer, wherever.
Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to...
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY. We're almost at the end of the first half of 2024. That marks an opportune time to review your financial health. I am Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Back in January, you may have made plans about your spending and saving for the year. Now, take time to consider whether those plans need to be updated. Perhaps you didn't sufficiently account for rising costs caused by inflation. Or maybe you spent less on something than you had planned. No budget works out perfectly. So review where you are and make whatever mid-year corrections are needed. And let me encourage you to pray about your finances for wisdom, discipline, and the steady perseverance needed to be a good and faithful steward. I'm confident the Lord will help you. Well, happy mid-year from all of us here at FaithFi. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Angela Heckey, candidate for the 22nd Judicial District Magistrate Judge, has an undergraduate degree in criminal justice and master's level education in counseling and educational psychology, plus 19 years hands-on experience.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.
How a former dairy farm became an organic farm and flour mill. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
John and Haley Wepking moved back to John's family farm in Wisconsin after working in a New York City restaurant. They later partnered with a former dairy farmer from Ridgeway, Wisconsin, who John says had converted to organic crops.
You can grow, and a lot of our neighbors grow, corn and soybeans very successfully there, but we felt like the best way that we could be stewards of the land we farm is to inject a lot of diversity, and the best way that we thought of to do that was to start value-adding more diverse grains.
Wepking says Meadowlark Farm and Mill keeps that value close to home.
We employ local people. Our supply chain is remarkably tight, obviously, but the percentage of the dollars that come from the value of the crops that we raise, you know, you can't keep those dollars in the local community much better and more efficiently than we do.
Wepking says the model has worked well for them.
We're very lucky to find a very unique path into a farm that we have stake in. And it's increasingly a challenge to figure out how we can take that path and leverage it and use it as a model for other people in other farming situations. And we don't have the answers, obviously, but it's one of the hugest issues I think we face in agriculture right now.
You can learn more at MeadowlarkOrganics.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mark Rowe. This is Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. On June 29th, we'd like to invite you to join us for a celebration of 40 years. And thanks for all the business you provided for us through those years.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware is celebrating 40 wonderful years in business this Saturday, June 29th. From 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., stop in for hot dogs, cookies, kolaches, drinks, and more. 40 years is no small feat, and on Saturday, Mark and Janice would like to say thank you, because if it wasn't for you, their customers, there would be no celebration. Stop in Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware around the square in Blue Rapids this Saturday to celebrate 40 years of community support.
Sam Speck with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get your crop insurance today. Call 620-357-6390. We will start in the Lone Star State, as according to the Texas Crop and Weather Report, wheat harvested wrapped up in the west central Texas by mid-June. Wheat showed poor test weights and oats were not looking good in the central region. The wheat harvest in the South Plains is mostly complete. Texas A&M AgriLife agronomists estimated that some fields were likely harvested 2 weeks later than average because there were fewer combines in the region. The Rolling Plains region should complete wheat harvest this week or early next week. Wheat harvest is continuing in the panhandle with above average yields in most areas. Protein levels and test weights have been highly variable. Winter wheat was also being harvested in the north region with lower test weights and limited sprout. According to the report, winter wheat harvested for the state has reached 74%, up 11 points from the previous week and 2 points above normal. Now to Oklahoma, as most test weights are ranging from 60 to 61 pounds per bushel across the state. Proteins are ranging from 9 to 13.5%. As of today, yields are being reported at about 40 to 50 bushels per acre in most regions. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling the state 98% complete with harvest. Now here in Kansas, we spoke with Kansas Wheat about the Burning family near Scott City in Scott County. This year is one of their better harvests.
Starting a week ahead of normal, their yields have been highly variable, with their harvested wheat exceeding 70 bushels per acre on dry land. However, with the dry spring conditions, they abandoned just under half of their wheat, which was all continuous behind corn. Proteins for the Burnings have ranged anywhere from 14 to 15.5% on their wheat, with test weights above 62 pounds per bushel. "We make sure to incorporate T158 every year," Burning said. "It's Dad's favorite variety, so we make sure to put it on the ground every fall. It seems we just got lucky this year," he said. "If you go less than 25 miles north, guys are cutting completely different yields."
It was also stated that they're hoping to wrap up harvest today, just in time to enjoy the next week's holiday weekend. Your 2024 summer harvest reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips, go to AbilenMachine.com.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators.
From construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Japanese beetles will be coming out in many areas of the country soon. Begin your plan of attack when the first ones arrive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Last summer, was a bad one for Japanese beetles in my area. Thousands devoured my knockout roses, green beans, and the leaves on our linden tree. James Quinn is a regional horticultural specialist at the University of Missouri. He says when you see the first beetles arrive, spray the plants you want to protect with an insecticide.
If you can get that initial treatment on, it will probably give you about 3 weeks of protection. And then if you start to see them kind of linger, come back around, treat again. There's a number of different active ingredients you can use. 7 is one that is very effective. Insecticide triazide insect killer is a very effective product. And there's lots of formulations with permethrin.
There are drenches available for tree protection, but be careful applying them if the tree is flowering so it doesn't affect the bees. If you don't want to use insecticides, another option is trapping. The jury is out on whether traps are effective or they call in more beetles, telling them the party's at your house.
When populations of Japanese beetles are fairly low in the area, then they can work okay because there's not so many that they overwhelm the traps. And so people will often use traps initially to good success. But when the Japanese beetles come in some really daunting numbers, then the traps almost seem to draw more into your area than the trap will catch.
If you use traps, put them around the edge of your property, away from the plants you're trying to protect. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on what to do about Japanese beetles at agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Whooping cranes, who are currently recovering from endangerment, use livestock ponds as habitat during times of drought, according to a K-State wildlife specialist. Drew Ricketts explains the different types of cranes seen in Kansas during mass migrations.
We've got two species of cranes in North America. Both of them pass through Kansas when they're migrating. We've got sandhill cranes, which are much more common, and then the endangered whooping crane. They're actually a species that was down to only about 20 individuals around the turn of the century. Lots of overharvest, habitat loss through the destructions of wetlands and those sorts of things. But through some captive breeding programs and other conservation measurements, they've recovered.
He shares the wetland areas in the state that were affected by drought, which caused whooping cranes to have to adapt.
The sites that are most important most of the time are two of our internationally important wetlands, so Cheyenne Bottoms and then Quivira National Wildlife Refuge, both down in sort of south central Kansas. We did see Cheyenne Bottoms basically totally dry up during the drought over the last few years. That creates a challenge for a lot of these birds, and I think one of the things that's important for us to remember is that drought's a natural cycle, and it's something that all these critters have been dealing with for a really, really, really long time. And most of them have adaptations to be able to deal with that kind of thing. And so there was this recent paper about whooping cranes that followed a bunch of GPS collared birds along their migratory pathway, and they looked at their stopover sites. And so these are basically wet spots where they either spent the night or spent a day feeding and resting and doing the things that they needed to do along their migration. And they looked at use of traditional spots like these big wetlands that are important, but they also looked at use of things like farm ponds and reservoirs and those sorts of things.
While ranchers maintain ponds for their livestock, Ricketts says cranes and other wild species also benefit from their work.
During drought, spots like farm ponds and big reservoirs and rivers and things like that became much more important as we saw other types of wetlands dry out. So that's one way that a lot of our agricultural producers are contributing to migratory birds, not just whooping cranes, but lots of different migratory birds, by providing that aquatic habitat that most of the time are building for cattle watering facilities, but it's still benefiting lots of wildlife species too.
That was Drew Ricketts, Kansas State University wildlife specialist, on whooping cranes and how they respond to times of drought. Learn more by visiting www.wildlife.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Coming to the United States wheat industry. Saw a major export growth for the 2022 after the 2021 drought limit exports. Asbel Galdos with the U.S. Wheat Association says that growth, it could be just the beginning, as he says familiar uses like flour and the bread-loving population are valuable opportunities for American exporters as the industry tries to grow again.
Chile is the largest bread consumer in Latin America and the second largest bread consumer in the world. No, it's over 90 kilos per person per year. And something that we are working here in this market, what we want, we know that we cannot increase that number. It will be very difficult because you cannot eat bread while you are sleeping. But what we want is to maintain that level because we have seen other products that today are competing with bread.
He goes on to say with the ongoing talks between the United States and Chile that U.S. wheat for Chile's aquaculture industry may be a major demand opportunity for the industry.
We identify that Harrow Winter has a particular a performance for the production of feed for salmons. Now, this opened a complete new market for us in the south, and also we have been able to identify medium and small mills in the south of Chile that they never imported wheat from the U.S., and today we have identified, as I mentioned, 10 milling companies that today are importing U.S. wheat.
Finally, he goes on to say that he is excited about the movement of U.S. wheat across the global exports and trades, especially with the ongoing conversations with Chile, and says along with that that the industry believes that the salmon feed industry could also double American wheat exports to the country of Chile as those relations continue to strengthen. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month, from Oldie Dairy Farms, family-owned and operated since 1955. Strengthening lives through ag production with Oldie Family Farms. A.J. Smith's Dairy of Axel, a family-owned farm for over 30 years. Thank a dairy farmer today during National Dairy Month. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
Nita Bull, Leuenberger in Waterville still has five dependable Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature a good disposition with hybrid vigor and strong growth, and traits include calving ease. Call today. Don't miss out. Leuenberger at Waterville, phone 785-268-0647.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, a muted day of trade left stocks with little to show for it. The Dow Jones picked up 36 points yesterday to finish the session at 39,164. The S&P rose a fraction. The NASDAQ composite gained 0.3%. After the closing bell, shares in Nike fell 12% after the athletic retailer disappointed investors by cutting its full-year guidance. Shares in Foot Locker, one of Nike's biggest distributors, fell 5% in response after hours. Later today, the Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index is released. The PCE is the Federal Reserve's favored gauge of inflation. It's expected to be flat from April to May and 2.5% higher from a year ago. One thing is certain, prices for prescription medications have gone way up. Drug savings company GoodRx says drug prices have soared 37% since 2014, easily outpacing inflation. The company says the average prescription is $16.26 out of pocket. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.